Bill, can we take this interview on the air?
I prefer that we didn't.
Bill Love, Wendy Snyder. We are joined by Dane Neal. He is your host with the most for On the Road Saturdays 2 to 4. And we like to see him on Wednesdays. Hi, Dane.
Hello. Hello.
That's my
serious news voice.
Yes.
Because it is news. You know, we try to highlight the news of the day when it comes to the news of the month, where the entire country, Chicago, of course, you know, is, I think, the epicenter of the food world in so many different ways, mm-hmm. and we try to highlight that. But now it is, when you have any kind of holiday, let's say it was Bill Left's birthday, if it was national Bill Left's birthday, it would be a bigger deal, right?
You would think,
the Bill Lefts of the right. nation would be involved right. supporting it. Well, it is National Seafood Month. Right? You got an entire month. You know you can't jam all that goodness into just one day. You got a whole month, and the entire country is
I could eat seafood for a whole month. I could do it probably for a whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you go National Seafood Year, because then all the other...
It's not as special.
Hey, we don't get our own month. Well, there's a lot of things being highlighted. When it comes to Chicago, and you guys know this, for 30-plus years, when it comes to seafood, doing it and doing it right in a bunch of locations, not only in the restaurant side. We all know, love it, have experienced it. So many of us have, whether it's in the suburbs in Schaumburg or the iconic location downtown, but also events to celebrate. Because what's the point of having a National Bill Left Month
if you don't have parties
to celebrate it?
Right.
And Shaw's Crab House is doing that. And in studio we have Bill Nevruz. He is the managing partner. Bill, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you,
Thank
Bill.
Thank you for Shaw's. I like the Schaumburg one because I'm a suburbanite. It's awesome.
Hey, I like that restaurant, too. I live right in between, so it's easy for me to get to both.
You can choose.
Do you have, like, an underground tunnel so you can access Avenue?
One to another.
Right.
I was just saying to you, we had our going away party for Kevin, our producer at Shaw's, last week, and it's always good, but I love the way the restaurant is structured, where there's a dressier, more formal side, and then there's kind of an oyster bar up front. It's a nice decision to make which side you want to go to.
I'm always stuck on the one side,
the more casual side.
You know, it's funny. Whoever I talk to always says what you just said, which is we like the casual side.
Yeah.
And I wonder why the formal side is always full of somebody.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Everyone always says they want to be the casual
side. It's businessmen and businesswomen, and then the ragamuffins, guys like me, we sit over in the casual side.
I think it's more diners who keep their own thoughts and preferences closer to the vest.
That's what it is.
They're just not talking about it.
Right. That's exactly what it is. But it's almost like having two very distinct restaurants right next to each other, both with delicious food choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it gives you a chance to go there more often because you can have two different experiences.
True.
Well, it's called Shaw's Crab House, but so well known for oysters, Oyster Fest. And the oyster has been kind of, and we were talking about it a little bit in the green room and certainly days before this, is you think of oysters, a lot of the uninitiated think of them kind of in the way that bananas are thought of, where you just, it is what it is, you know, where there are different varieties. You got your East Coast, you got your West Coast, you got other ones that are in harvest. And it's really cool to know the difference because there is one, right?
There is absolutely a difference. You know, I was just talking to a couple that was in the restaurant last night, and they were having oysters for not the first time, but kind of beginning that oyster journey for themselves. And they asked me the very same question. They were like, you know, we can't tell them apart. And I said, you know, it's kind of like beer or wine or anything else. Like, the more you eat it, the more you kind of study it, the more you can sense the differences, and the more you get into it.
I think I had my first oyster last year, Dane, when you brought oysters up, and I was scared to try it, and wow, they're good.
Yeah. You started the journey.
Yeah, I'm still a beginner, as was pointed out by Bill. I've started my oyster journey.
How did you eat the oyster? Did you put anything on it, or did you just eat it plain?
There was something on it. I don't know if there was a little Tabasco or something. I can't remember now, actually.
Maybe some lemon, but
just lemon.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a little bit of something, but...
It scared me. I got to be honest with you.
But part of it, you think of, you know, we all remember back the days of the ancient fish stick, right? You know,
sure.
It was maybe more breading than it was fish. And when you really get into enjoying seafood as it is, you're going to want to taste those flavors, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the liquid that's inside there, you're not just going to want to cover it in cheese and Tabasco if you can, right? If they're really good.
Right. I think that it's just the way to savor real... Speaking of really good seafood...
It's coming in.
Yeah.
By the truckload.
The Gordon's Fisher
coming in all of a sudden. but now, Bill, help me with this, because I've heard people, seafood aficionados, say that the best way to eat one is to not savor the taste, is to let it go down your throat quickly. Is that true?
You know, I think you should savor it however you want to savor it.
And I chewed it.
Yeah, Wendy was chewing it and then tried to blow a bubble. oyster bowl.
But you can chew it, right?
Absolutely. So when I eat an oyster, I usually I take the whole oyster in my mouth and I chew it once or twice and swallow it. Yeah. Anybody who tells you how to eat an oyster should keep their opinion to themselves.
Ah, too pretentious.
Yeah.
Yep. Enjoy it as any way you please.
Any way you please.
Right.
Is it common for people to be scared the first time they try one? Because it does look kind of crazy, I got to admit.
Yeah, there is. It is. I mean, they're not the when you first look
pretty.
At it. It was a brave soul who ate the first oyster.
But you, and the listeners, of course, on radio can't necessarily see it. At WGN Radio, you can see it. But Bill had he cocked his head a little bit. He had kind of this sensitive, softer side, as though he was kind of like, yeah, I get it. You know, it can be a little bit crazy looking. This is a creature from the sea. But I'm with you. I mean, you were very sensitive there. I like that.
I'm a sensitive man.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Shrimp aren't that pretty. Crabs are ugly.
Some
I don't.
Foods.
Lobsters are not that pretty. But boy, they taste good.
Well, you know, with the oyster, I think, especially here in the Midwest, if you didn't grow up around the ocean, the flavor is so oceany. Unlike other seafood.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my wife grew up in Michigan, and we go on vacations, and we sometimes we go to lakes and have vacations.
Yeah.
And I prefer the ocean. And she thinks the ocean makes her feel dirty. And so,
but if someone's selling you Lake Michigan oysters, you may want to go elsewhere.
You may want to check out another vendor.
That's not good.
Chicago River oysters, not that popular.
No.
You know, the idea of putting this salty thing in your mouth, it's nostalgic for me. It's an emotional decision I make, and it reminds me of playing around and tossing around in the ocean, and that's kind of the flavors that you get. The oyster tastes like the water that it came from.
Oh, yeah. Can you just look at an oyster and tell the difference between it and other brands of oysters,
like,
types of oysters?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can?
I can. I'm not always right.
That's right.
Are the shells different? Is that what gives it away?
The shells are different. And, you know, it depends on where they're from, East Coast or West Coast. It largely depends on how they're grown, whether they're in a bag or they're they grow in the sand, and it creates different waves, different looks, different depths of cup, whether they're flat or not.
I know that you've got a couple different varieties here, and you've got them here for us to try and get a little bit of the backstory. Is there one that is markedly better? Certainly people have an affinity wherever they grew up and whatever they're used to, but is there something, you know, that's kind of grabbed hold and like, these are the best ones, and the other ones are pretty good too? Or is it really just kind of what you like?
You know, I think it really is what you like. Now, there are certain oysters that are more popular, and I brought two of the most popular oysters that are on the market today. A West Coast oyster from Hamahama, which is in Washington State, and a East Coast oyster, Island Creek, which is from Duxbury, Massachusetts. Now, these oysters are some of the most popular. I think they're also very delicious. And they are very different styles, so when you eat these today, hopefully you will.
Is there an East Coast, West Coast oyster war the way there is in rap music, though?
Yes, and all the East Coast oysters come with red bandanas, and the West Coast comes with brown.
That's
blue.
How you tell them apart. Are you going to have one?
I can't. I'm not allowed.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I've had them. I love seafood.
You just didn't have it great. Remember your first Ponderosa steak? Nothing against those folks.
Yes.
And is that the same as like a really great butcher shop ribeye? No.
It's not.
It's different, but still good. It brings back memories.
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
All right. Some members of the staff will be enjoying oysters in just a little bit. Others will be looking on longingly and wishing that they appreciated
them. And contemplating.
And contemplating whether or not they should try them.
All right, I just enjoyed an East Coast oyster. Was that what I had, Bill?
That is Island Creek oyster, Duxbury, Massachusetts. It's actually my favorite.
It tastes like Massachusetts. It does, though.
Please explain that. What does that mean?
It's just, you explained to me that the East Coast ones are kind of like the East Coast people, a little salty.
A little more salty.
It has a Kennedy aftertaste. Now we're talking oysters.
I, for some reason, that flavor makes me feel like I'm on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
clean,
right?
Crisp?
Yeah. It's really good.
A great flavor. But yeah, but somehow it's able to transport you to that part of the country to enjoy some of those things. Part of it is, I'm sure a great part of it is the fact that it is what it is, curated in that way. And then, you know, Bill shucked it personally right here just moments ago. So it's about as fresh as it can be here in Chicago.
It can't be any fresher. Yeah.
Do you need a shucking tool?
I do. I have it right here. This is a shucking knife.
Wow.
Now that's a shocking knife. you know you can't fly with that, right? Be very careful where you bring that. It's very dangerous.
I am actually quite aware that
very,
I cannot.
Very dangerous.
I purchased a very nice custom shucking knife in Seattle on a trip.
Yeah.
And realized, because I only had a carry-on, realized when I got to the airport I couldn't take it with me. and I had to fill in that terrible. Big garbage can where everyone puts their drinks.
Was it like
and
a pearl handled one, you know, with like you know some inlays?
It was a hand carved handle.
One that you could carry on in generations to come, right? You give that to your children, they give it to their children.
And now it's in a garbage can with Bill, a bunch of
I'm sure it's at the TSA guy's house.
Right.
Where he's proudly
he's got a great, right. You have brought in another type of oyster, and that's one I would gladly try. I don't like them raw, but you've baked some up, huh?
We have baked some, and we brought four different kinds. We, you know, during Oyster Fest, we put on a bunch of different oyster dishes on the menu. And these four that we brought today are a horseradish-crusted oyster, an Oyster's Rockefeller, which is a traditional dish that we've had on the menu for 33 years. We do a blue crab-stuffed oyster, which is actually my favorite of the baked dishes.
That sounds really good.
And then a shrimp-topped baked oyster, which is amazing.
As if the oyster wasn't enough. Well, got to get some friends involved.
But wait, there's more. Oh, yeah. They all sound good.
I got to go to the brunch. I'm on the website right now, shawscrabhouse.com. Brunch, that sounds good. Lots of seafood.
It is over the top. I tell people all the time, if you go to that brunch and you don't think it's the best brunch you've ever been to,
there's something wrong with you. No, it's still you. You're the problem.
I thought you were going to say, we'll return your money, but no. It's just something's wrong with
you. We get you help.
After I get you help, I won't charge you.
Well, you think about it. For National Seafood Month, so many, we've talked about in the team photo, the oyster is obviously out front and one of those big stars, but so many different stars, and Shaw's has a lot of them for this 10 days of what you guys have a bunch of different events. You mentioned the brunch, but there's, you know, not only slurp off contests for your competitive types, but also a bunch of different things, like some different parties and dinners and things like that. Let's talk about them.
So we lead things off on tomorrow night. We're doing a tap release with a partnership that we do with Haymaker. And they've made an incredible lemon rising saison that it goes great with oysters that we're going to carry on our tap handles for the for Oyster Fest. And we one of my favorite events that we're going to do is going to be on Thursday the 12th, where we're doing a dinner called Coast to Coast, where we're featuring these two oysters that I brought with me today. So some of the makers from Hamahama are coming out and from Island Creek as well. And we're going to do a dinner that is a tribute to these oysters and a secret course where we're tributing Chef Waldmeier, who is the chef of the Drake Hotel in the Cape Cod Room for 3 decades. Oh. And we're featuring his bookbinder soup. And coincidentally, his daughter is one of our managers. She's a general manager of Oyster Bar in Lincoln Park, and it's going to be she'll be there for as his proxy talking about the soup.
Beautiful.
We have Tom who has a question that I have recently heard, and I think Bill, you heard this as well. Tom, go ahead. You're supposed to avoid oysters when?
Yeah, my wife grew up on the East Coast, and she's told me that they learned or were taught that you should avoid oysters if there's not an R in the name of the month. So that would be what, May, June, July, and August because it's warmer waters?
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That makes sense a little bit, and it makes sense a lot in years past. So we don't avoid oysters in those months. We just simply go more north to get our oysters. So as this time of year, October, November, are the best times to get oyster simply because the variety is so high.
Yep.
We can go all the way down to Virginia and get oysters because the waters are cooler. But in those summer months that don't end in R, we typically just go more north. We go to British Columbia and get our oysters from colder water. And those waters obviously have less to worry about than warmer waters.
There you go, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Bill, you know how with crabs, there's parts of the year where you get soft-shell crabs because the crabs quite aren't ready yet. Is there an oyster equivalent to that, or is that only something in the crab world?
No. You know,
like that's the world I live in, by the way, is the crab
universe.
World.
Right. The other part of the universe, the oyster world.
Yeah.
You know, there are some parts of the season where the oysters are spawning.
Yeah.
And so you're forced to maybe get more East Coast oysters and West Coast oysters because of the way they're reproducing. And then, you know, the months and end in R kind of thing.
That holds true.
But again, you can go year round with great oysters. You just simply have to go to the waters where they're great.
Yeah.
And different tastes for cold water and warm water oysters, just like with lobster tail.
You know, and some oysters, yes, some oysters, no. Like these Hamahamas, they say that if you, harvest them during the summer months, they tend to be sweeter. And in the winter months, they tend to be brinier.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is that the California West Coast one?
That's the Washington State oyster, yeah. And, you know, they in the summer months, they hang in bags that are closer to the surface. In the winter months, they drop them down to avoid the ice.
Interesting.
You brought in baked oysters. Has anyone tried grilling them, or is that impossible?
No, we grill them all the time. Yeah, they're delicious that way.
That and does
it's,
sound good.
It's a really easy way to do it at home, too.
Yeah.
To grill oysters. You just throw them on your barbecue, and you just throw a little butter
lemon,
on top of them.
Butter.
Just, yeah,
yeah.
A little lemon butter, and that's good.
So after October 15th, you can do a lot of this stuff at home, but there's only one way to get to the grand finale. So talk about, because we talked a little bit about the brunch. It's supposedly amazing, but
yeah.
The grand finale, if you want to mention that, it sounds really cool.
So the grand finale is like all of this all in one night. So we've got oyster dishes, we've got food, we've got a party in our oyster bar, which I think is just like the coolest. I've been to over 100 oyster bars in this country. I still don't think there's one that has more fun baked in, excuse the pun.
Are you incognito in disguise?
Right. And we've got live music, we've got drinks, we've got food, and it's just a party all night long. And I would invite everybody to come.
And again, Bill, if you don't enjoy it, something's obviously wrong with
you. Wrong with you.
That's fair.
And it's ShawsCrabHouse.com where you get all the information and tickets and get over there.
All the information is just one click away. You just go to the website.
Good. Bill,
I'm looking at the Sip
you.
And Slurp right now.
Isn't that
on
sound
the website.
Good?
Yep.
Yeah. Great to see you, Bill. Again, Shaw's is one of the best. You should be very proud. I know you are.
Thank you very much.
Dane, great to see you.
I'm also proud.
You should be proud for something. I don't know, but something.
We'll see.
Thanks, Dane Neal. Thanks, Bill.